And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The past few weeks have been a series of frustrations for Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry's present Broadway play. Having made no headway whatsoever in his romantic hopes of interesting Mary Noble, he is now even more incensed at Julia Dixon's unprecedented behavior. For Julia Dixon has served Rupert faithfully as housekeeper and secretary for 10 years, waiting for him to live up to his promise of marriage. But now it seems the worm has turned, and Julia is continuing to stay in romantic Bermuda, in spite of all Rupert's urgent orders to return. Right now, we find Rupert walking down the main hallway of his luxurious Long Island home. We hear his voice echo as he shouts,
"Victor! Hang it all, Victor. Where are you? What's happened on that phone call I told you to put through to Bermuda? It's been over 2 hours since I sent you. They must be able to find Julie somewhere. She can't have left the island. Victor! Victor!"
"Yeah, boss, I'm out here."
"Well, come here. Why can't people stay around where you can find them? What's happened to everybody around here anyway? The whole household was falling apart."
"I was just getting a bite of lunch, Mr. Barlow."
"Well, forget about lunch. What about that call to Julia Dixon?"
"They're working on it, boss. They're going to call me back just as soon as they find out where she is. She wasn't at the hotel or at the beach club."
"Well, keep after them. Don't go to sleep on the job."
"I told them it was urgent, boss. They're looking, but, well, it'll take time."
"Oh, hang it all. Bermuda isn't that big. She must be somewhere. Get back on the phone and tell them I want some action."
"Oh, listen, Mr. Barlow, there's nothing more I can do. There's a million little pubs and inns where Miss Julia and her boyfriend might be. Why, they might be out sailing on the bay. Might be out for a buggy ride. I got the people working on it, and they're doing all they can. Only it won't help to get them sore at me. They'll just say they're sorry they can't find her."
"Ugh, this is a fine state of affairs. My own personal secretary just disappeared into thin air. Doesn't bother to answer my cables to come straight home. I don't matter at all. My needs are not important. I'm swamped with correspondence, badgered day and night by phone calls, but that doesn't matter to Julia. She just stays down there in Bermuda."
"I told you how it was, boss. She was sore when you left her there. She knew darn good and well you only got on that boat to go to Bermuda because you thought Mrs. Noble was going to be on board."
"Well, she wasn't aboard. So what has Julia Dixon got to be so touchy about?"
"Well, I guess she just doesn't like getting the runaround."
"Runaround nothing. This is purely a business matter. She's in my employ and I want her here."
"Maybe she's figuring on giving up the job and marrying this good-looking young guy that's so nuts about her."
"Oh, nonsense. Julia would have more sense than that."
"Hey, listen, you didn't see the guy. How he looked at her and how she looked back at him."
"Well, that's absurd. Absolutely outrageous. Julia Dixon carrying on with this youngster as if she were a mere schoolgirl."
"Oh, he ain't that young, boss. And she's not that old, either. She's plenty good-looking."
"I don't want to hear any more, Victor. This is absolutely enough to drive a man crazy. I'm going to get on that phone and give them something to think about. I'll get action or know the reason why."
"Okay, boss. Well, you know how they are down there. They won't give you any satisfaction if you start hollering at them. And besides, maybe Miss Julia told them she wouldn't take any calls."
"What? Well, she couldn't do that. Victor, that's a monstrous idea. Whatever made you say such a thing?"
"Well, how do you know?"
"I tell you, she can't do this to me, Victor. If I have to fly to Bermuda myself and drag her back, she's not going to run out on me. She knows perfectly well I can't get along without her. I'm absolutely helpless. She's going to come back here, or I'll know the reason why. Now, who's that?"
"I don't know, Mr. Barlow. I'd better go see."
"I don't want to see anybody, particularly if that's that wretched Claudia Vincent with her blackmailing demand."
"Well, sure, boss. Only you better stand out of the way in case they get a look through the door."
"All right, I don't want to see anybody. I'm not at home."
"Nobody at all, boss? Supposing it's Mrs. Noble, like the other day."
"Oh, you know perfectly well that's different. Don't be such a dunce, Victor."
"Okay." "Yeah?"
"Telegram for Mr. Barlow."
"Oh, hand it over."
"You got a sign."
"Okay, give me this slip. Now then, that's all you got?"
"That's all. You know, they tried to phone it over, but the line was busy."
"Okay, here you are, kid."
"Thanks."
"Who was it?"
"For you. Telegram. That's what the kid said. Looks like a cable to me."
"Cable? Great heavens, give it to me. Maybe it's from Julia. Here, give it to me."
"Okay, here." "Well, is it for Miss Julia? Is it, boss?"
Of all the confounded nerve. I never heard of such a thing in my life.
He's not coming back?
She's coming back, all right, but she's cabled to tell me she's bringing a guest, a certain Oliver Wilson.
Holy smoke, that's the guy. That's the young guy I was telling you about. What do you know? She's bringing him here?
The nerve. I won't have it. I'll tell her she can't bring him. I won't put up with this kind of thing.
Well, you better take it easy, Mr. Barlow. She's going to bring him here, huh? Maybe she's fixing to marry the guy and wants you to see him first. Maybe if you get sore at her now and tell her not to bring him, she'll just stay there and marry him in Bermuda. You better take it kind of easy.
Oh. Well, I don't like to put up with this kind of thing. Still, perhaps it is just as well to see this upstart. All right, Victor, you can give word to prepare the south guest wing. I never thought I'd see the day when I'd put up with this.
The south wing. Boy, oh boy, the works. This is going to be fun.
Meantime, in the Noble's home in nearby Rosehaven, we find Larry and Mary in the living room. Larry's going over the theater section of the newspaper, and Mary's working at her mending basket. We hear...
Well, nothing in there to make my blood pressure rise.
Oh, that's good, Larry.
Marty Rufus has stopped devoting any space to us these past weeks in his gossip column.
Yes, so I've noticed.
And am I glad.
Larry, you didn't tell me what Florence Baker said when she came through the hedge from next door and found you and Claudia in the garden together.
She didn't say anything much, Mary. Just behaved as if she'd come upon some unearthly scandal.
But I don't see why. I mean...
Honey, you know how Florence Baker is. She can see something wrong in anything. She's a born troublemaker and always will be.
We never used to think so. We've been friends with the Bakers for so long.
Well, I can't help it. If Florence wants to keep up this grudge fight, let her do it. Neighbors or not, I'm tired of her nonsense.
Still, she did let Stanley go with us on the picnic Monday.
Yes?
If she came here to make peace, to patch up our trouble, I do wish she hadn't run into more gossip to spread around.
What do you mean... more gossip. Are you suggesting by any chance, Mary, that...
I'm not suggesting anything, Larry.
Because there was no reason for Florence Baker's ridiculous behavior, I promise you. What's more, if you hadn't gone off on that mysterious errand of yours that afternoon, it wouldn't have happened.
What mysterious errand?
Suppose you tell me. You wouldn't say anything about it. You just up and left with the car for the whole afternoon.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Do you?
And it wasn't mysterious at all, Larry. You and Claudia seemed to be having a fine time out in the garden talking. I thought it would be a good chance for me to do an errand.
Oh, it's quite all right with me, Mary. Whatever you do. It's only that usually you aren't so... surreptitious.
What are you talking about, Larry? You act as though I'd gone out on some weird and awesome meeting.
I wouldn't know, honey. You've become very secretive lately.
Oh, nonsense. I don't know why you make such a big thing out of my being away for a few minutes on an errand.
Did it turn out all right, this errand of yours?
Why, yes. Yes, at least I think so. I'm not quite sure.
Well, that's very vague, isn't it?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Claudia.
Are you discussing something terribly private, or may I interrupt?
Oh, come in by all means, Claudia. Do join us.
Have a nice rest?
Oh, just perfect. You know... I can't imagine why I'm so lazy these days.
You've been through a lot of nervous strain. Bound to wear you out. Just take it easy for a while.
Isn't he sweet, Mary? The most considerate man I ever knew. But then I guess that's an old story to you, of course. Do you know, Mary, that Larry was positively frantic all the time you were away the other afternoon? I swear I never saw such devotion. I couldn't settle down till he found out where you were and knew that you were all right.
I don't understand.
Oh. He called Rupert Barlow and found out you'd been there. So, of course, everything was just fine. You're so lucky, dear, to be married to a man like Larry Noble.
Both Larry and Mary blush violently at this revelation. Mary, because she hadn't mentioned her visit to Rupert Barlow's home, and Larry, because he didn't want it known he had phoned to check up. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.